The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Paper planes in space. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but the Japanese have been looking for an easier way for space probes to re-enter Earth's atmosphere, and they've hit on the idea of origami paper planes. Origami planes, in fact, a prototype paper re-entry vehicle, has already passed a durability test in a hypersonic wind tunnel. And so now the Japanese Space Agency will go ahead and launch into space paper planes designed by origami masters to test whether they can re-enter the atmosphere and land back on Earth on their own. More after this. How fast do you think a paper plane could fly? Well, the plan for these origami planes the Japanese have in mind, the one now accepted for 3 years of feasibility studies at $300,000 a year, is this. You throw several origami paper shuttles into the wake of the International Space Station, which travels at Mach 20. That is 20 times the speed of sound, which you'd think would shred a paper plane. But with no atmosphere, no air, no wind resistance, and no cutting, stitching, or taping whatsoever, since they're made by origami masters, the planes remain fully intact. Origami paper is made of sugarcane fibers that are resistant to heat, wind, and water. They'd be sprayed with a special coating and folded into shuttles about 8 inches long and 4 inches wide. With the coating and the rounded edges and a rounded nose cone, the paper craft would face very little of the heat-generating friction that causes the most damage to vehicles re-entering the atmosphere, if it enters slowly enough. Takuo Toda, the head of the Japan Origami Airplane Association, and project leader Shinji Suzuki, a professor at Tokyo University's Department of Aeronautics and Astronautics, think the experiment could lead to cheaper re-entry vehicles and even useful atmospheric probes. As for the prototypes, they carry only a modest cargo, a message of peace in several languages, and a request to notify the team if you find one. You could have worse things falling from the sky. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, July 18th, 2008.